Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today, we're going to have another Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about money some more. We started that last week, and we're going to just sort of continue that discussion. But first of all, I want to thank you all for being here, for taking time out of your day to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I am so grateful each and every week that people listen in. And I love how this show spans the globe, that these messages and the information can reach people everywhere. And so if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find tidbits and golden nuggets that you can take with you from today's show. And remember, Biz Bites with Bonnie is very short. I try to keep these shows very short because I know that time is our most precious asset. And, you know, everybody's busy. So I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And, you know, maybe you're a new entrepreneur, or maybe you've been in business for a while and you just need a little boost or inspiration or another idea. So I'm so glad that you decided to join this show. I welcome all of you. And I'd like to invite you to join us on Facebook in the Facebook group Entrepreneur Mastery. And I put the link on the show page below. And anytime that you have an idea of something you'd like to hear about on the show, or maybe you would like to be a guest on the show, please connect with me. You can connect with me there on that Facebook group. I'm very active in that group. I'm there pretty much every day. Or you can connect with me at BonnieGressel.com. And I put both of those links below as well. And for your freebie this week, what I am putting is a link to the 6th annual Brainathon. If you've never heard of that, it's a fabulous event. It's free, and it really sort of goes with our theme of money. It's John Assaraf's annual event, and it's about how you can change your brain, your limiting beliefs, your subconscious mind, so that you can attract more money into your life as opposed to repelling it. I've probably watched his Brainathon, I don't know, 4 or 5 times already. And it's different every year. There's new guests. It's like a whole weekend, and there's different guests, and it's just a fabulous event. And it's free. And so I wanted to put that on the show page for you as well today, since we're talking about money. It's a perfect fit. So, and it starts on October 7th, which is just a week, not quite a week away. So sign up now and you'll get some, you know, more information as they get to the event, but it's fabulous. I've done it before several times, and I'm going to listen again because there's such great content there and stuff that we need to hear. Probably things that, you know, aren't totally new to us maybe, but sometimes you just need to hear it again, or you need to hear it at a different point in your life. So anyway, that being said, let's get to our topic again of money today. Now, we started talking about this last week, and we were talking about, you know, how if people are in a really sort of dark place, it's maybe the only action that they can take because everything else is just too overwhelming, is to just not think about it at all. And so I hope if you're one of those people that's what you did this past week. And I think last week on for a homework assignment, I asked you to be aware and to notice what your relationship with money is like. And if your relationship with money needs a little work, chances are that has something to do with your subconscious mind and limiting beliefs. You know, it's really all about mindset. Either we feel like we don't deserve it, we're not worthy, or sometimes we self-sabotage. You know, we think that we won't be able to keep the money, or we keep from getting it somehow. There's all sorts of limiting beliefs. And so noticing where you're at is really one of the first steps. So many of the issues have to do with fear, right? Fear that there's not enough. Fear that if I get this money, then somebody else won't have it. And really, there's more than enough for everyone. Or it's maybe fear that if I do have this money, I'm going to lose it, or I won't be able to keep it, or I'm not going to, you know, do right by it, or whatever. There's fear really holds us back. Now, whether it's fear or worthiness or any of those things, any of those subconscious beliefs, chances are they have something to do with years past, with you in your childhood. I mean, so many of us have limiting beliefs around money. Now, how many of you heard from your parents or teachers or older, you know, your elders, whatever, that rich people are bad, you know, that they're not nice, that they're not, you know, it's not good to be rich. It's, you know, hearing bad things about people who have wealth. And many of us, I know I did when I was growing up, you know, heard things like that. And so subconsciously, you don't want to be a bad person, so therefore you don't want to be wealthy, right? So there's all these things that are entangled in our subconscious, and that's really what plays out in our lives. And the other thing that I know I heard growing up, and maybe you did too, that you have to work hard to get ahead, that the only way that you can have, you know, wealth or money or be rich or whatever is that you have to work hard. You have to like work yourself to the bone. And yes, sometimes you have to work hard, you know, to make money, but that's not a rule. Like, you don't have to work hard. That's not the way it has to be. And so there's all these things that keep us stuck. For what I'd like you to do this week, and this is your homework, you know I'm kind of a stickler in homework, so I always want to give you something to think about and maybe a little exercise to do. What I would do, what I suggest you do this week, is to think about how you feel. Just again, it's that awareness piece. Notice how you feel when you think about money in terms of having it. You know, like last week we talked about thinking about money in terms of especially if you were in a bad place of having to pay the bills, of not having enough and all of that. This week, I want you to think about money in terms of what if you had more money than you could possibly spend? What if you won the lottery, you know, tomorrow, and you had millions and millions and millions of dollars and you never had to worry about money again? How do you feel about that? And now really think about this, because what most people do is initially they feel, oh, wow, yay, I won their lottery. But then when they start to think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, but then I've got, you know, these responsibilities, and what will people think of me? And I mean, all these things come up. So just notice, and it would be good preparation if you're going to do the brainathon and watch those sessions. This would be a good exercise to do first, to kind of know where you're at, to know where you're at in terms of, again, it's that relationship with money. Either it's the relationship in terms of not having much money or enough money, or it can be the relationship of having so much abundance that you don't know what to do with it, that you couldn't possibly spend it all. I mean, I know some wealthy people, and it's funny because they'll say, you know, I have X, you know, X amount, whatever, but I could not spend it. It's like you run out of things to do with it, or giving it to people, even the charities and things like that. Sometimes when my husband and I talk about, you know, we play that lottery game, right? We pretend that we won the lottery, and then we decide how we would, you know, spend the money. It's just a little game that we play. And you might want to do that too, because it's a good thing to do to just kind of give you an awareness of what your relationship really is with money and what you'd actually do with it. So anyway, it's, you know, for when we think about it, it's thinking about the lottery, say we win a big one. To us, that's a huge responsibility. But we've got it all planned out, you know, which, you know, setting up trusts and, you know, all this sort of stuff. We know the attorney we're going to use, and I mean, all those things, because we think that's exciting. But now when some people think about winning the lottery and, oh my gosh, now what am I going to do? How do I manage all this money? I mean, you need to have a good team of people around you usually to manage that amount of money. But there's the whole, oh, I don't know, you know, and the losing it again. I was talking with someone the other day, and, you know, some money came into their life, but then it was sort of gone. And she doesn't even know really what happened to it. And she's afraid of every time she has money come in that it's just going to slip through her fingers. And so there's those kinds of beliefs. So for this week, especially if you're going to do the Brainathon that starts on Saturday on the 7th, I would check in with yourself and see where you're at in terms of your relationship with money, the subconscious things that you probably have in there. Because, you know, I tell people that the mind is kind of like an iceberg, right? You can't see the mind, but you can see an iceberg, and most people know what that looks like. So if you thought about the mind that way, the top part of the iceberg is that little part that, you know, you can see. It's above the water. That's like the conscious mind. That's what you know you're thinking. The part under the surface of the water, the bottom of the iceberg, is really like your subconscious mind. Everything is in there. It's huge. It's vast. And everything's in there, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. And most of the time, we've got bad and ugly stuff in there. And if it's at the top, that's what drives your experience in this life. So think about things that you heard when you were a kid, you know, sayings that maybe you even still say today, or beliefs that you have. I think that's a good sort of primer to do before you actually, you know, watch the Brainathon, if you decide to do that, because it will help you know yourself a little bit, you know, from the beginning. And learning how to deal with those things, learning how to, you know, sort of fix those things, if you want to say fix, is what you got to do sometimes to make a difference in your life. You know, to change your brain, to change your limiting beliefs, to change that subconscious realm so that you can change your life and change your income. So it's 2 weeks in a row of talking about money. Probably won't talk about it again next week, but it's a huge topic, isn't it? Money is a huge topic. And as much as I, you know, don't like to admit it, it is what makes the world go round. It's the currency that we use. And so, you know, again, we talked about this last time, money is energy, and energy comes and goes, and so does money. But to know where you're at in relationship to energy and money is a really important thing and can help you change your life for the better, for what it is that you want. And then there's the whole worthiness piece, that do I deserve it piece. We might talk about that in a future show because that's a huge issue too. But I would say for this week, check in with yourself, right? It begins with awareness. Check in with yourself and see what your relationship with money is like if you had so much money that you couldn't possibly spend it. How would that make you feel, really? You know, long term, not just for like I've got it for a day. Long term, how would that make you feel and what would that make you think about? And then think about those things that maybe you heard when you were a kid, you know, sayings or what people would say or beliefs that other people had that then became yours because you were a little kid and you were soaking it all up. There's all of those things. Everything is in there. It never goes away. You know, kind of we can put it down to the bottom so it doesn't bother anything. You just want the good stuff at the top. But the mind is so vast that everything is in there. The good, the bad, the ugly. So notice, do you have good or bad or ugly up at the top of your pile? So think about that and have a great week, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can have the life you want and you deserve the life that you want. Till next time, blessings, everybody. See you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.